Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Join us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Our buddy from Sports Illustrated covers the NFL, Matt Verderam. Matt, you're the Falcons. Who are you going to hire as your defensive coordinator?
I didn't get Lou Anarumo. I'd hire him yesterday. I think he's by a mile the best coordinator out there. I know the Bengals have struggled. I get it. If you look at who he has had to deal with in Cincinnati and the talent drain they've had, I mean, outside of Hendrickson, there's not a lot there. And I bet Jesse Bates would vouch for him. I bet he'd be thrilled to have him back.
Because, honestly, I looked at it, and I was looking at the numbers. We talked, I mean, I know this isn't exactly scientific. We spoke with some Bengals fans on social media. Some guys loved him. Some guys said, you know, obviously the Super Bowl season was amazing. You talked about Jesse Bates, the drain, the injuries. It just seemed like, here's the thing, if he comes here, he's got even less talent, Matt. Can he make it work here?
Look, no matter who you hire, I mean, they got to have talent. They're going to add talent. If they don't do that, they're screwed. I don't care who they hire. But when you look at Anarumo's track record against really good quarterbacks, he's very good. I mean, he, by a mile, has given Mahomes the toughest time in his career. He went up to Buffalo in a playoff game a couple of years ago and held the Bills to 10 points. You know, they for years owned the Ravens until this past year. If you look at that guy against the best of the best, he is a very, very, very difficult coordinator to play against. And so if I'm the Falcons, I get it. The numbers weren't pretty the last couple of years in Cincinnati. I understand all that. They have given that guy nobody outside of Hendrickson and then like a couple of decent linebackers. I think you give, you know, listen, Atlanta's got to be better personnel-wise. There's no question about that. That's true of any coordinator. If they give him just even respectable talent, they will be a very tough defense to play against.
All right, Matt, so let's put it this way in brass tacks. The Falcons haven't made the playoffs in 7 seasons. If they do bring him in and they take the best defensive player available, hopefully an edge rusher at 15, does that right. automatically put them back, in your opinion, in the playoff conversation?
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess I'd also look at it this way. Like, if Penix had played all year long, would they have been a playoff team?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Right? So, yeah. I mean, I think, look, I'd like to see Raheem Morris a little bit better in some situational things, but I don't think he was a bad hire. I think Anarumo would elevate that defense. And, yes, they need that rush. I mean, they brought in Judon. Judon didn't work out. They were one of the worst edge rush teams in the league this year. That's been a running theme for them. They got to get better there. They've obviously got a stud in Terrell at corner. You know, and the safeties this year were not the problem. Bates had an all-pro a year. But they need to add some talent. But I look at Penix. I thought he played well down the stretch. I thought that offense, you know, really kind of hit its stride when he was in there the last few games. And again, if Morris can be a little bit better situationally, if they can get a tick or two better defensively, yeah, I think they're probably well.
Real quick, I know this is semantics. We do talk about this all the time because the audience is going to ask us. Is Matt Verderam joins from SI? I know you mentioned Lou Anarumo. You like his style. 4-3, we're 3-4. We don't have any linebackers. Our general manager has not shown the ability to get guys on the field that can stay on the field. So, and we don't. And with the cap hit, we'll talk about Cousins in a second. I mean, do you think we'd have a problem? I mean, philosophically, going to a 4-3 if we bring in Anarumo?
I just think the Falcons are at a point where that front seven has to be overhauled anyway.
Period.
So, You know, like, is this maybe the best time to transition on our style of defense? You know, maybe. Like, and I also think that it matters less than it did years ago. You know, years ago, you always had that conversation, right? Like, 3-4, 4-3. Now these teams are in nickel so much anyway. Right. I don't know. Like, look, you definitely have different styles of players you want, things like that. I mean, there are certain scheme fits, but it's different now than it once was, where you were in base, you know, 60% of the time. And now, I mean, you know, most of these teams, 70% of their defense are in nickel. So I don't think it matters as much as it did, you know, 10 years ago.
Matt, is Kirk Cousins destined to the fate of Russell Wilson, or can the Falcons eke out a trade partner to take some of that money?
I never say never with a quarterback in a trade, because teams are desperate. And if the Falcons are willing to wait it out long enough, right, you know, maybe they find a taker. But you look at the past, you know, a couple of years, let's say. Russell Wilson, released. Derek Carr, not the exact same situation, but was released. Every team in the world knows that the Cousins has got to get moved off of the roster. Like, they can't. This idea that they're comfortable with him being a backup. No, they're not.
Nonsense.
And right, everybody in the world knows they're not. So, I mean, the problem with the Falcons, they have no leverage. And if you're Atlanta, like, are you really going to wait till June or July? Probably not, right? Like, you're not going to carry that situation all the way through. And it's not fair to the player. Like, at some point, like, you got to move off of him. So, my guess is that he's going to get cut. He'll play on a vet minimum deal, just like Russell Wilson did. Who knows? Maybe even in Pittsburgh. And then we'll go forward. But yeah, I would be very, very surprised if he ends up getting traded. I think he's probably getting released.
Did you hear what Matt just said, guys? If you don't listen to Uncle Mike, listen to Matt. He works for Sports Illustrated. He's not going to be on the roster. I mean, we've got guys, Matt.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going like, well, we'll keep him, and then hopefully, you know, somebody will get hurt, and then we'll get somebody who spent $10 million for him, and we'll only have to spend – that doesn't work.
That's not the way this works. They're not going to do that. And, you know, the other part of it, too, is like, Not that teams are always really concerned about doing right by players, but in this case, that's a really bad look if they sit there and screw with this guy and wait and wait and wait. And I'm like, for what? You get a fifth round pick? I mean, they're not. At some point, you know, the hard thing too is Cousins is in his mid 30s. He's got the Achilles in his background. He did not play well this year. Down the stretch, he was a disaster. Like, there's just no. What is the market? Yeah, most teams would rather just go, look, we'll roll the dice on a rookie, we'll roll the dice on a different vet, we'll roll the dice on what we have now. I mean, I just think in the end, teams that need a quarterback, they're just going to wait for Cousins to get released and or go another avenue. I don't see teams parting with draft capital, barring a unique circumstance for Cousins.
Talking all things NFL and Falcons with our buddy Matt Verderam. Make sure you check out his work at Sports Illustrated. All right, Matt, who's going to coach the Cowboys?
You know, with Jerry, it's always an open-ended question. Like, there's been all this talk about Deion Sanders. I would never rule it out. It's the Cowboys. It's Jerry Jones. But his track record would suggest it's going to be somebody who is either a former head coach or as a very veteran assistant. You know, I don't see them going out like the Ben Johnson stuff. I've seen Cowboys fans say, what about? I just don't see it happening. I think Ben Johnson, which is a lot of smoke about the Raiders. Liam Cohen is an interesting guy. He's younger, but he has had a lot of experience as coordinator, a couple different stops. But again, you know, Jacksonville, I think if you had to place a bet, like, where does he go? Jacksonville seems like it would have a little bit of a lead in that race. I think the Cowboys, look, they pigeonholed themselves a little bit here because they can't interview any of these guys who are still coaching. They missed that window because they waited so long to fire McCarthy. So this could be a little bit of a process. Like, they might wait this out. Now, of course, they go with Deion. They can hire him tomorrow. I also, look, I'm not saying that they would do this, but Belichick, that thing still looms out there. Like, there are ways for him to get out of it in Chapel Hill, and he is really close to Jerry Jones. They have a very good relationship, the two of them. So, you know, is there a world where Jerry just makes some godfather offer and Jerry says, look, we got to win now, you know? I mean, I'm not a young man anymore, and, you know, hopefully he's got many years ahead of him, but I think, you know, that's right. Got to factor in a little. So I expect Dallas to go with either a former head coach or a coordinator who's been a coordinator for a while, who's got some veteranness to him.
Right. Yeah, Matt, I just see Jerry. I mean, he just talks in circles. We play some of the sound bites from the post game and some of the radio stuff. It's just, it goes nowhere. I mean, the Deion thing is just keep his name out there, and it's a news cycle. To me, it's going to be Kellen Moore, and they'll have more years of nothing. The Belichick thing, think about Parcells. That's the last, and even Parcells at the end, kind of like, okay, Jerry, whatever. It just seems like no big personality can coexist with Jerry Jones.
Well, and I think that's hard because, it's very hard because Jerry's his own personality. You know, whenever I try to explain what Jerry Jones is like, and this isn't maybe a positive or a negative, it's just who he is. Like, I go to the scouting combine every year for SI in Indianapolis. And whenever the team shows up, they show up pretty non-discriminately. Like, it's not uncommon to just run into, like, Howie Roseman on the street. Like, hey, Howie. Like, it's just, there's just people walking around. Jerry shows up in a bus the size of a block that is covered in a Cowboy star, right? Like, you know when the Cowboys are in town. Like, no other team does that. Right? Like, but Jerry, if they show up for a steak dinner at Prime 47, Jerry has blocked off an area of the restaurant, and he shows up in his bus. And it's just, you know, he wants you to know he's Jerry Jones, and he's there. And I think that is part of the Deion thing. I think Kellen Moore is a great shot. I mean, you mentioned the name. Again, not a former head coach, but a long-time coordinator, right? Like, he's been talked about for a long time as getting the job, or a job. I think Kellen Moore is probably, if you pin me down, he's the favorite, probably him. I just don't see them going with a young hot shot. I think they're going to go with a guy who's got some years under his name.
Matt, real quick before we let you go, Quinn Ewers declares for the NFL draft today. By default, because of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders being the only real relevant quarterbacks in the draft, does he go top 10?
No, I don't think he goes top 10. If I were him, I would have gone back and played one more year. Look, this is a bad draft for quarterbacks, so that helps him.
Right.
But he, you know, I don't know that you'd say he had a great year this year, right? So, I think it's always hard to say a quarterback's not going to go really high because they're quarterbacks. But he's going to be a little bit of a wild card. I'll say no. I say he goes in the first round, but it's later on in the first round.
All right, man. Great stuff as always, Matt. Hopefully we'll get a chance to pick your brain before the Super Bowl, and hopefully by then we'll have ourselves a defensive coordinator, man. Thanks again, man.
You got it. Anytime.